Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This Sunday, we started our new series, Now Playing, which we're doing the best of the best this year. If this is your first time listening in for a Now Playing series, we take a look at faith through the lens of film, and we say how good stories often point to great stories in the Bible. And so the movie we looked at was Up, and we talked about how that really kind of pointed to the book of Ruth and how Ruth and Naomi overcame a lot of tragic things, and they could see God use that for the bigger picture of something, very redemptive. In that story of Ruth, you have Naomi, who's an Israelite woman married to an Israelite man. They moved to Moab because of a famine. Her husband dies. Her two sons had married Moabite women, and 10 years later, both sons died. So Naomi finds herself completely destitute. Like, she has no hope for life. And in that culture, women were really taken care of by their husbands, and then eventually their children took care of them. So here's this woman living in a foreign land and no prospects. So she tells her two daughter-in-laws to go back to their families and find husbands and go that route. And she's going to go back home and hopefully find someone to take care of her. One of the daughter-in-laws does that. The other one, Ruth, says, no, I'm going to go with you. And Naomi tries to talk her out of it, but Ruth says, no, I pledge my loyalty to you. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And just a beautiful picture of friendship and devotion. They go back to Bethlehem, where Naomi was from. And interesting, this line I found in chapter 1 of the book of Ruth. She gets home, and her name Naomi means sweet. And here's what it says, is this Naomi? And she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me? So you have to think about this from her perspective of where she's at. She believes in God. She wants to honor God with her life. She is destitute. She's lost her husband and her son-in-laws, and she's just full of mourning and grief. That's where she's at. Which is kind of like the movie in Up. The movie, the main character Carl has lost his wife and he's full of grief. As you fast forward to the end of Ruth, and you even look to the genealogy of Jesus, you realize that Ruth ends up marrying a guy named Boaz, who's her kinsman redeemer, and he raises, they have a child named Obed. Obed has a son named Jesse, and Jesse has 7 sons, and the youngest of those is King David, all in the line of Jesus Christ. If Naomi in that moment could see the redemptive story play out, she wouldn't have been bitter. She wouldn't have thought, wow, God has brought this calamity upon me. She would have seen how God was using that calamity to actually redeem her life and redeem her story and redeem her family line. And yet, it's in that moment, it's just impossible to see all of that. And that's why she says, man, I'm call me bitter. I think the lesson in that part of the story is that you have to recognize and have faith in God in the midst of struggles, in the midst of calamity. In the movie Up, we find out that Carl actually becomes kind of the surrogate father figure to the little boy Russell, that in the redemptive story there, that kid, his family was kind of brought together, and he had this father figure finally, and Carl had a new lease on life, or a new mission, and a new adventure rather. But in the story of Ruth and Naomi, it really does play out pretty amazing, that this woman, Naomi, would have gone down in history as a nobody. Nobody would have remembered her name. And yet we read about her story and we're encouraged by it because we see how God worked his redemptive story through her calamity. And the challenge to us is to have faith in God in the midst of calamity, knowing that God's redemptive story plays out and he uses our faithfulness to do that. God, I pray that you help encourage us that in the midst of struggles, in the midst of strife, when we're hurting and mourning and can't see the bigger picture, God, I pray that you help us to lean into you and have faith in you. God, that you would use our life for your redemptive story. Use our pains and our elations. Use our struggles and our triumphs, Lord, for something bigger than just us. God, we trust in you. Help us to trust in you when we struggle. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Wherever you're at, just take a second to thank the Lord for all the things he's brought into your life and the way that he wants to use those for his redemptive story. Till next time, God bless.